good day to all our loyal listeners. You are tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. Sitting with me today is Kathleen Masson-Noyer, Municipal Counselor for the Village of Frilledsburg, who has some announcements to make in regards to an ongoing project to establish a daycare in the village, something that she is helping coordinate. So Kathleen, can you please begin by giving our listeners some background on this initiative to establish a daycare in Frilledsburg? From my understanding, the municipality sent in requests to the provincial government and the town was trying to negotiate something with them, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it's not the municipality who sends the paperwork. It's actually another CPE that was sending the request. Okay. So that's just how it works. Of course, the municipality was approving the project, helping how it could. Unfortunately, our project was refused because all the places were already attributed elsewhere in the MRC. So that's why, because our project was very interesting, got the stamp of approval of the reviewing committee. But unfortunately, that's how it works. There is a limited amount of places.
Okay. So they didn't support the project because they had already put all their resources in other CPUs in Bromissisqua.
Yeah, in Coansville and Lac Brome.
Okay.
They needed it.
Yes. Okay. Now, from what I've been hearing and reading, there is also a high demand for a daycare in Frilledsburg, though, as well.
As of everywhere. So we are no different. We have high demands. We have... There have been births all summer and there's more planned and families are growing, coming into the village, they're coming into the region. So there's a demand, there's a need, and we wanted to help as a municipality because if the families don't have places for their children, they will leave.
Now, how is the municipality going ahead to try and get the project off the ground? What solution have you come up with exactly?
Since April this year, there's a pilot project of the Ministry of Family, which is kind of a home daycare, but into a space provided by the municipality. So it works just as the home daycare. It's coordinated by the office coordinator for the daycares into homes of the MRC, which is called Les Pommettes Rouges.
Okay.
So they are giving the places and managing everything. So how it works, the municipality provides a space, find two childcare professionals, and here you go. You have your subventionné subsidy places by the government, so it costs 8 and 70 a day for a child for the parents, and the rest is provided for the salaries of the daycare managers. It is provided by the government.
Okay, so this is similar to what Lac Brome is doing here, like at their community center.
Yes, it is exactly the same project.
Okay, now have you found a location and employees to actually get this daycare up and running?
Yeah, we have a municipal space that we will be able to provide. It's not ready right now. It needs furniture arrangements, a wall, and a fresh coat of paint. We don't have many spaces in the town of Frilledsburg, municipal places. It's a small village. We're like a little bit over 1,000 people living there, so it's very small. We are not alone. There's other villages that are in that case, not many places. We looked up places that are not municipal first. We had found one, but the rent has to be signed between the childcare managers and the municipality for the projects to work. And it kind of got complicated with a third party.
Okay.
So we turned tables and we decided to repurpose a municipal space that was not really used right now. So it will not be ready right now, but we are planning to get it ready like in the next couple of months, as soon as we can.
And you've already found childcare professionals to be able to run this daycare?
Nothing is signed yet,
okay.
But we have interested candidates that have approached us.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. When do you think, you said in the next couple of months, so around like... The winter, you mean? Like, you're thinking that you're going to be opening up this daycare?
During the winter, we hope so.
Okay. Do you have any information as to how people can go about getting their name on a list? Can people already do this? Is this something that exists yet or not yet?
I know that people are ready to give names. I have already people approach me. You can, but I'm not taking names. I will not be the one making the decisions okay. of which child gets the place. It is the child care managers who will, well, manage the daycare. The municipality will not manage anything.
Okay.
So the two people who will run this daycare, they will decide, they will take names, they will sign contracts with the parents.
Okay.
So that's how it works.
Okay. So once these educators are found, there'll be more information about how people can go about contacting them too.
Yes, we will be announcing it.
Okay.
No worries. the parents that have already approached me, I will tell them so they don't miss the opportunity, but I cannot make promises. There's no priority if you contact me first.
Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything that you wanted to mention, Catherine, that you think would be important for people to know about the project. Or can people still approach you if they're interested in helping manage the daycare?
They can. We have already more than two people who were interested. However, it's not, there's no limit of daycares that you can have in a town.
Yeah.
Also, what's great about it, it's the places are counted throughout the MRC, not for the town. So our CPA project is still, well, if the government open more places, we can apply and we won't be penalized if we have a daycare like that in our town.
Okay.
So that's good to know for other towns. And well, yes, if there are people interested in running those kinds of daycare, you can contact Les Pommettes Rouges because they are the ones who will be taking names,
yeah.
providing the information on the training required, checking backgrounds, things like that.
So essentially, you're opening up this space, but there is the possibility if you find more people to open up other spaces as well, if I'm understanding correctly.
Yeah, in towns around, space is difficult to find for small towns. I know, I went through it, but it's not impossible. We got a lot of donations for furniture, toys, beds for the children. We got so much. I was very grateful. CPA Les Tisserands at Cowansville, who was with us in our CPA project, got us a ton of stuff, people from the town as well. So this is amazing.
A lot of community support for the project.
So I just want people to know that the pilot project is called Community Daycare, and it's really a community effort. I've seen it, so it's possible. It's kind of a simple project, not easy, but simple. To put in place.
And for people, if they want to keep up to date, like when you're announcing how people can go about getting their child on a list or registering, should they refer to the municipal website, or is there a specific place where people can go and find this information?
But they can. We have a Facebook page, which we will use. And we also have a monthly newsletter. Yeah, it's one page. But yeah, Le Messager, so people are reading it. Talk to your fellow people in the town to keep up to date.
Well, thank you so much, Catherine. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.